This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrators in Myanmar again took to the streets Tuesday to protest last month's seizure of power by the military as foreign ministers of Southeast Asian countries prepared to meet to discuss the political crisis. The planned special meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations comes in the wake of worsening violence in Myanmar. The country's new military rulers over the weekend escalated their use of deadly force and mass arrests to try to quash protests against the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. Tear gas was used again Tuesday against protesters who gathered in Yangon, the country's biggest city. The number of new coronavirus infections globally rose last week for the first time in 7 weeks. That's according to the World Health Organization. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the rise in cases was disappointing but not surprising, and he urged countries not to relax measures to fight the disease. He added that it was too early for countries to rely solely on vaccination programs and abandon other measures, he said. And as the World Health Organization makes that warning, the CDC says Americans must not let their guard down.
After sharp drops over several weeks, Director Rochelle Walensky says average daily cases and deaths have gone up slightly the past 7 days.
These data are evidence that our recent declines appear to be stalling.
And risk being lost entirely, with reports of states rolling back public health restrictions. At the same time, she's hailing the rollout of a third vaccine. But White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the issue remains actually getting the shots.
And that is AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. A commission on artificial intelligence led by former CEO of Google says that the U.S. needs to increase its AI skills to counter activities by China. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, in a commission report on artificial intelligence, tells Congress the U.S. needs a White House-led strategy to defend against AI-related threats, to set standards on how intelligent machines can be used responsibly, and to boost U.S. research and development to maintain the nation's technological advantage over China. The panel says that includes AI-enabled weapons and that machines that can perceive, decide, and act more quickly than humans are going to be deployed for military purposes. This AI group has the ear of top lawmakers from both parties, but there's also criticism. Too many members work for tech companies that have large government contracts. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
FBI Director Chris Wray is set to testify for the first time since the deadly January 6th deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. Lawmakers are likely to press him on whether the Bureau adequately communicated with other law enforcement agencies about the potential for violence that day. Questions about the FBI's preparations for the riot and investigations into it are expected to dominate Wray's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee for an oversight hearing. He's also likely to be pressed on how the FBI is confronting the national security threat from white nationalists as well as domestic terrorists. The U.S. Senate has voted to confirm Miguel Cardona as education secretary, clearing his way to lead U.S. President Joe Biden's effort to reopen the nation's schools amid the coronavirus pandemic. He takes charge of the Education Department amid rising tension between Americans who believe students can safely return to the classroom and others who say the risks are still just too great. The U.S. Senate will start its debate this week on President Joe Biden's massive economic stimulus plan. The House of Representatives on Saturday approved a $1.9 trillion package, which is designated to jumpstart the U.S. economy after the implosion caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The package includes a provision for increasing the minimum wage. The version of the bill the Senate will debate will not include the latter section on increasing minimum wage due to congressional rules governing the budgetary process. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.